We're not under the old covenant. That's true. We're not supposed to be under the old covenant. But nearly all of us live under the old covenant because we sin. When we sin, we fall from grace, and that puts us back under the law. That's kind of a hard one for people to swallow, but you're either under law or under grace. When you're under grace, there's no sickness and disease. So if you come in here sick, you're not walking under grace. You're walking under the law. That's the only place you can find sickness and disease is under the law. It's not under grace. Under grace, he's already paid for it. So you don't realize that. Let me first of all take you to Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Now then, what did this guy believe? Well, let's go back a few scriptures, because look at the one line there that's so powerful in that. As you have believed. You see that? You know, the average person, whenever they come to me and I say, what's wrong with you? This is what gets me, especially after a healing school. When I have spoken for 4 or 5 hours about healing and the promises of God, when somebody comes up and I said, and what's wrong with you? And they said, well, I made a list. I have people with a notepad this long with a list on every line. That long. After hearing me tell you for 5 hours what Jesus has done for you. And you still have a list. I believe I have this. I have fibromyalgia. I have arthritis. I have pain in my back. I have gout. I have this. And the list goes on and on and on. Now then, if you bring me a list, you know what that means? That's what you believe is wrong with you. So you got a problem. You have a problem. As long as you believe that that has control over you, you're going to be sick. I know. I was one of those. I was a Baptist. I was raised in a Baptist church. And if there's anything the Baptist is weak on, it's healing. But the Baptist is not the only church that's like that. Almost every church is like that. That's why God woke me up years ago and spoke to me and told me he had a plan for me to teach his people about healing. And what causes it? And when I said, well, Lord, what does cause sickness? I never put it together. You know that, you know, one person seems like they're never sick and the other seems like they're always sick. I remember years ago when I was just a kid, you know, working at a Chevrolet dealership when I was 15, 16 years old, I noticed this road out there that goes out of town, and there was two guys that lived in this two houses, and both of them were married. Both of them went to the same high school and everything there in Goldsway. One of them, his fences were real nice. He drove a pretty decent pickup and a pretty nice car. He had a pretty nice tractor. He had a pretty decent looking house and everything. But the other guy, he had raggedy fences. You know, they wouldn't hardly hold a goat or a sheep or a cow. His old tractor was always broke down. His old junky pickup was always something wrong with it. His house was falling apart. And I asked the guy I worked for, I said, what is it about these two men that live out there? I said, I know them both. They're both the same age. They both went to the same school together. Both of them got almost the same amount of acreages of land. I think they had 200 or 300 acres each. And I said, one of them seems to always be in good shape and financially okay. And the other one's always down, don't have enough money. And he's always sick, or one of his kids are sick. I said, what makes it like that? Oh, he said, Thurman, that's real simple. Now, this is a man that was probably at that time 55 or 60 years old. I was a 16-year-old kid, so he was an old man. You know, when you're 55 or 60, you know, when you're 15, you know, oh, that's it, that's old, right? And so I knew he was just bubbling over with wisdom. So whatever he tells me, I'm going to believe it because he's much older than me. He has a Chevrolet dealership. He's been very successful in life. I work for him. He pays me. Now, I never worked for a man that was poor and had nothing. Have you? When you work for people, somebody has got to have some money. Because if somebody says, well, I'm poor and I don't have no money, but I want you to work for me, I can't pay you, but I want you to work for me. How many people is going to go to work for you? I don't know anybody that's going to do that. But you look for a successful company or a successful man to work for. So when I asked this man, which was very successful, he lived in one of the nicest houses in Goldsway, a brick, red brick home, and he drove a new Chevrolet all the time because he owned a Chevrolet dealership. And I thought, wow, you know, this guy, he's bound to know everything. So I said, what is it that's the difference between these two men? He said, Thurman, that's real simple. It's management. He said, one of them has learned to manage and the other one has not. And I thought, that's got to be the answer. But then years later, in studying God's word, I found out that ain't the answer. You know what the answer is? One of those men served God, and he was under the blessings of God. The other man did not serve God, and he didn't go to church. That was the only difference between those two men. One of those men carried his family to church every Sunday, and he was always talking about Jesus every once in a while anyway. But the other man never talked about Jesus, and he never took his family to church. There was a dividing line. When I got many years older, I realized why this man was blessed, because he had been obedient to obey God's word, and God had blessed him and his family. God had commanded the blessings upon him, and he had taken sickness and disease away from them. And this family over here, they had not served God, and so they were cursed by God. And that's why they were sick all the time. That's why they were broke all the time. That's why that nothing ever seemed to go right for this family. And now I've learned, it's written in God's word. Isn't that amazing? How many of you want to be blessed? Everybody wants to be blessed. But there is a condition. I want to show you one of those conditions. I want you to see something in Exodus 15:26. I want to show you under the old covenant. I got three scriptures I want you to look at here. Then I want you to see what you get out of this. Look at what it says in Exodus 15:26. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, what is the voice of God? The word. That's exactly right. I hear people all the time say, you know, if I could just hear God speak to me like you have, I could do it. I said, well, just a minute. Let me get my Bible. And as I open my Bible and I start reading. They said, what are you doing? I said, you're hearing God's voice. Is that right, Randy? You can do the same thing. If you want to hear God's voice, all you got to do is open His Word and start reading it out loud, right? The other morning, I woke up at 4:30. And as I woke up at 4:30, I heard something. And then I looked and there was a light in the bathroom. And I thought, what is that? And I thought, that's got to be Cheryl in there. I said, what's she done? I said, holy cow, it's 4:30. Who's she talking to at 4:30? And I thought, can't be nobody but her daughter, Christy. That's the only other woman in the world that's up at 4:30. Those two girls, a lot of time, are up. So I lay there for 30 minutes. And as I lay there for 30 minutes, I never heard Cheryl hardly take a breath. I thought, well, boy, she's talking to Christy. She's talking to Blue Street. Christy ain't getting to say nothing back. And so I finally got up and went to the door and looked in the bathroom, and there is Cheryl in the bathroom with her Bible open, and she's sitting there reading out loud the Word of God at 4:30 in the morning. Now, isn't that something? What was she doing? She was hiding God's Word in her heart. Lots of people say, well, man, I ain't got time to do that. I got to sleep. Well, if you can't sleep, like obviously she said she couldn't, she woke up and she couldn't sleep. So what is the best thing to do if you can't sleep? Read God's Word, right? And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. First of all, God said, if you obey me, how much sickness and disease under the old covenant did he say he would take away from you? All? Is that what that said? I will take all sickness away from you. But he said, then I will put it on the Egyptians. So when you look at that from that scripture, from just one scripture now that we've read so far, where does sickness and disease come from? Who said he's going to put it on the Egyptians? So where does sickness and disease come from? Where does everything come from? God. That's a hard one. But when you realize he's the king, he's running the show, and he is in control, when you finally get a hold of that, you're not afraid of the devil no more. When you realize that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. When you realize that, hey, you don't have to worry about nothing. All you got to do, if something begins to come upon you, I get tickled all the time. This happens even with us around here in the ministry center. With me, with Cheryl, with Dave, with all of us. If something begins to come upon us, guess what's the first thing we do? We look for our sin. If I get any kind of a pain or anything begins to come upon me, since I've learned these promises of God, the first thing I start looking for is, God, what did I do that doesn't make you happy? Because I realize that sickness is coming from God. Now, I've made this statement a lot of times, and I'm going to make it one more time today. I want you to know, I have seen so many children sick with cerebral palsy. I've started doing research. Every time I see a child with cerebral palsy, I want to know, how is the mother and father getting along? Are they still living together? And are they walking in love? And did you know that 100% of every family I've ever researched that had a child that was born with cerebral palsy, either she committed adultery with somebody else while she was carrying the child, or her husband committed adultery with some other woman while she was carrying that child. But 100% of the children with cerebral palsy, there's been sexual immorality in the family before the child was born. If people understood that, what would we have to do to stop cerebral palsy? Stop having sex out of wedlock, you know, or stop being adulterous. It is amazing what you learn when you've been in a ministry that has been a healing ministry for 30 years. Another thing I'm going to throw in right here, that something we have learned, and this is 100% also. Every time a woman has breast cancer, she has unforgiveness toward a female. Every time. Every woman in the last 10, 20, even far back as 30 years ago, I learned this. Unforgiveness toward a female will bring breast cancer on the woman. But only in the last 8 or 9 years since God brought Cheryl to me, did Cheryl put this together. She goes even further. She started listening to me as I'm ministering to people when they come up and say, well, I have breast cancer. And I'd say, okay, you have unforgiveness toward a female? Well, they'd say, yes, I. Now that you mention it, I do, or whatever, my sister or my brother or the lady down the street or whatever, or woman I work with or whatever. And Cheryl started paying attention. And this is what she observed. Every woman that has breast cancer in her left breast has unforgiveness toward a female member of her family. A female member of her family. If she has breast cancer in the right breast, she has unforgiveness toward a female acquaintance, not a family member. Isn't that amazing? It's 100%. In fact, I had a couple here recently, within the last year, and when they came up, they've been listening to my teachings, and her first statement was, I have breast cancer, and it's in my right breast, but I have listened to your teaching, and on me, you're wrong. I have no unforgiveness towards no female. I said, well, ma'am, the evidence is against you. And so Cheryl starts talking with her, and so while she's talking, I said, okay, Lord, you said in your word, any man lacks wisdom, who are we supposed to ask? The Lord. And he said, he'll give us the information. Is that what he said? So I said, Lord, I need wisdom in this woman's case. And when I did, immediately the Lord says, ask her if her husband has ever committed adultery on her. I said, I just asked the Lord a question, and he told me to ask you, has your husband ever committed adultery on you? And she turned to me and she said, yes, he did 15 years ago, but I forgive him. I said, okay. And then the Lord said, just as clear, ask her if she's forgiven the woman. And so I said, oh, wow. I said, but how about the woman? Have you forgiven her? And this is what the woman did. I said, ma'am, there's your problem.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled We Live in a Faith Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.